The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Barrington Awaken. Thank you for tuning in on this beautiful day. I was told earlier this week that this is probably going to be one of our last warm days until winter comes. And, of course, we have to wait till next spring. Anyhow, we are here now. We're having a great time. Thank you very much for tuning in. Thank you for joining. You're listening to Barrington. We're talking about Awaken. Today, we're going to talk about just the breath, which is all that we are. We talk about waking up. And when we say that, we want you to be realized that you are the most important person in your existence. You count. You matter. Wake up to your own reality. Raise yourself to a higher level of consciousness is what we deal with on a regular. We want you to go through life knowing that you are limitless. You've got this ability of greatness that surrounds you, and you have everything that you need to have the life that you desire. The fantastic life that you could create for yourself, you have all the tools within you. Wake up. We say this quite often simply because we don't want you to spend your time living in the negative, believing that you're restricted, believing that you can only accomplish so much. There is no limit. Sky is your limit to your achievement. You have to know that. Once you raise yourself to a higher level of consciousness, you will be aware of what you're capable of and know that you live without limit and know that you are the one that guides you. Where you are today is a thought you had yesterday. Therefore, if you want to be someplace different, you have the ability to change and be in a different place tomorrow. Wake up. I want to thank everybody for joining us. I want to thank everyone from all around the world who's been listening to the program. I want to thank those who take the time to send out the questions and ask us all the important questions on the show as well as off the show. I do get a lot of emails. I try my hardest to reply to most of them. I do hope to reply to all of them all the time. But thank you for taking the effort to do that. Thank you for joining the show. Everybody from all around the world, old-time listeners as well as my new listeners, thank you and welcome. Everybody, welcome home. When I say in our show today, we're going to talk about just the breath. Just the breath. That's all that we are, is just the breath. And it's appropriate because we have this body and we think this body's everything. And to be in a spiritual existence, you have to be able to realize there's more than the physical body. And once you accept that, or once you understand there's more than the physical body, it allows you to grow, expand yourself increase your knowledge, wisdom, and everything else, and moving into a greater existence. This is what spirituality is, the ability to know more than the physical is showing us or telling us, or how others are guiding us. The breath is all that we are. Other than that, it's just the body. The body is built with everything that exists on this planet. And of course, you form it with the food you eat. The ideas and the thoughts that you've had is what controls our minds. And it's basically relevant to your experience in life or what you may have been exposed to, which in itself is the experience. So we're separate from the body. We live in the body. The body is just our vehicle. However, we do have to take care of it, because if we don't support it, take care of it and treat it well, it will break down on us. After a while, we get to a part of our life where we have to lay it down, get a new one, and move on. Once this is returned to the earth, which it will, everything that you've had, the negative thoughts, even the positive thoughts, the bad things, the evil things, will all go back to the earth, which is where it comes from, which is a part of the body. The soul, the pure part of the soul, moves on. A lot of people will ask the questions about evildoers, wrongdoers, what we consider evil or wrong. How does this work out in the spiritual world? Well, it doesn't exist there. We were able to become that evil person, that bad person, that liar, that cheater, that horrible thing, simply because of our involvement with the body. You come in pure and clean. When you leave the body, you put it down, rest it, burn it, bury it. However you get rid of it, you move on just as pure and just as clean as you were when you showed up. You do go through what they call the rejuvenation process of cleansiness, and you will, all the emotions attached to the body, including your taste, including your feel, your sense, your, all the senses, is attached to the body. So once you've separated yourself from the body, you're no longer a part of it. You move on. Our time that we spend in the body is in relevance to how long this planet, this earth, has been here. It is as simple as just a breath, or maybe even less. The second you take to breathe in and then exhale, breathe out, your time has expanded. When you measure the fact that the planet itself has been here for billions of years, your existence on this term is only relevant to maybe a second or less. What do you want to do with that time? How do you want to spend that time? Do you want to spend that time hating on people, missing your focus? Remember, to be a misguided soul, you are only existing. You are not living. And we're trying to introduce the concept of living as opposed to just existing. Even though, like I said, our time here on this planet, in relation to how long the planet has been here, is less than a second. By the time you inhale and exhale, your time has come and gone, and everybody else you're dealing with has come and gone, and everybody else you know has come and they've gone, they've left. So it is simply saying you're here for a snap of a second. Why don't we use that time wisely and live as opposed to just existing? Wake up. Do the best that you can. Do you have time within that second to carry malice or to hate? Do you have time within that second to be envious or to chase or to create something that's not going to benefit you in the long run? Are you okay with just existing? Do you want to entertain the idea of living? You are only here for a second and then it's gone. It may be 90 years, 80 years, maybe 100 years, but it goes by so fast. What do you want to do with the time that you're allotted to live? Do you want to spend that time hating? Wouldn't you feel better if you use that time, utilize it for something more positive? Don't hate on yourself and don't hate anybody else. Wake up to a reality of being the best self that is possible. Your time here is within a snap of a second. Wake up, realize, do good to help others. Spend the time wisely. Do not be the lost soul or get distracted by substance, by hate, by anger. Unite yourself to understand that we're all connected to the same being and we're all the same, from the same place, by the same method. We will return, regardless of what your tour of duty involved on this planet, when you exit your body and you return to the soul's portion of life, you'll all return to the same source. What you may develop as you're here, greed, anger, fear, all of that will be taken away once you've left the body. I had an email early this week of someone asking me if I was afraid to die. Well, it's a loaded question. Am I afraid to die? Maybe the method, it could be a bit intimidating because we don't know how. I don't think anyone does. But the idea of having to leave the body is what they're referring to as dying. Well, it's a part of the package. It's inevitable. We have all gone through birth and we will all go through death, and it's a part of it. Am I afraid of the unknown, which is what we categorize as dying? Absolutely not. I look forward to it. I'm going home. I say to people, welcome home. I'm going back to the source that best represents who we are. We will rid ourselves of this body and move forward into something else where there's no anger, there's no pain, no frustration, no comparison, no greed, no judgment. You are going home. The vacation's over. You're packing up to go home. It would be perfect to go to sleep one day and, you know, don't come back here. You go to the other side. But we don't know if that's practical or even relevant to everybody's exit. We don't die. We change our positions. We don't die. We shift from the human side of the body back into the spiritual existence, and then we get a new body and we start again. It is called rebirth. Am I afraid to die? Before the age I'm at today, there were concerns and you wondered how. I remember when I had very young children, I hope that I would have been around long enough to watch them grow up to become men and see what they will do with their lives. As I realized, just because I'm not standing here physically with them, I would still be able to see who they are and what they've become, because that part doesn't go away. But I wanted to be around long enough to watch them become men, hang out with them, maybe have a beer, shake their hand, and throw a football from time to time. As time grows and I understand more about our spiritual existence, I realize that we don't have a time that controls us. Everything that we do has a finish point, a finish line. We don't know when we're going to leave, though some people do have the choice as to when they want to leave. But am I afraid to go? No. And because of what I do every day in my spiritual life, I realize leaving is inevitable. So is coming back, rebirth, rejuvenating, start again. Am I afraid to die? Absolutely not. And because I do not have fear in my life, therefore, the fear of death does not exist. Or neither does the fear of poverty or the fear of whatever else we fear, a monster coming to get us. The idea of fear does not exist. Therefore, put it towards your motion towards anything you do in life. No, you will not be afraid. One of the first things you will learn or you'll understand once you take a path into spirituality, once you take the path of the inevitable, you'll truly understand that it's all a cycle that you're on, and fear is not a part of that cycle. Should you be afraid of dying? Absolutely not, because you're not dying, you're just shifting. Much like when you have a beautiful car, you have to get rid of it because it's gotten too old or it doesn't perform anymore, or maybe you just want a new model. I don't know if that's applicable to the body concept, but definitely if you have a new vehicle, if you have a vehicle that's getting on in years, your intent is to get rid of it and acquire a new one. This is how we live. Fear should not be a part of your everyday life. You should not worry about anything. Your time that's here is relatively short. Please do not spend any of this time being envious of anybody else or hoping bad things or wishing bad things for anyone else. Your time is very delicate. We teach you, we encourage you to learn how to get the best out of your time. If you're able to help, if your purpose is to help or to serve or to be a part of a team, do that and do it well. But to step out of that, to definitely try to block, to prevent, or to restrict is wasting some of that time, which is already restricted. Wake up. Wake up, everybody. Wake up and understand that your time here is very short. It's very short, and you want to be able to have the most, the best life that you can live. Do not be wasting that time on somebody else. They're not worth your time, because your most valuable currency, and I've been saying that for the last few weeks, is your time. And you need to be able to utilize that time to the best of your ability, knowing full well it starts one day and it's definitely going to end the next, another day. And you have to be able to use your best judgment, your best person, your best quality within that time to maximize your life, to maximize how much fun you want to have, to live the best self that you could possibly live, and to hate and to be afraid and to be away from all of that is a waste of time. So we say, wake up. Wake up and enjoy the life that you're having. Fly in a positive direction. Fly. Do what is most productive, that you could benefit others. If you are in a place where you're doing something that's preventing others from advancing themselves, you might just be doing the wrong thing in life. Remember, you had to have learned what on this planet with that body, how to hate. You had to have learned that. How to be evil. You had to have learned that. How to be afraid. Yes, you definitely would have had to have learned that. So utilize everything you possibly can to become a positive person and be generous to everybody, including yourself. Including yourself. I want to talk about manager, how to manage yourself. And if you are able to manage yourself very well, you will be awesome at managing other people, your business, your life, your children, your day, everything you do. But that quality of management comes from within first. So make yourself number one, the top of the chart, 100%. And then it's much easier to give what you already have or teach what you already know than it is to try to figure it out. If you're using the drugs to fall asleep and you're using another one to wake you up and some more during the day to make you cope, there's a good chance that you haven't learned the art of managing yourself. If you learn how to manage yourself effectively, your time, your breath will be well spent. Your time that you're here for a very restricted amount of time will be utilized to its full potential, to your full potential. Wake up. Wake up, everybody. And this is what we say to you. Wake up and welcome to a conscious way of life. Spend your time perfecting you. And when you learn this art, this amazing ability to manage who you are, work on that first. Never mind what the next man across the fence is doing, or woman. Never mind the grass being greener over there. Protect yours. Take care of yours. Cut it. Water it. Give it the best that you've got. If you find that you're envious of others, there's something wrong. If you find that you're spending most of your time hating, there's something wrong. I was just having a conversation this morning, and the person I was having the conversation with had said to me a while ago that there is a privilege for people. And I asked him to explain the privilege because I don't understand the privilege. If you think you are privileged, are you? Or are you just being deceived? We've come here the same way. We will leave the same way. If somebody's telling you that you're privileged, let me know how. Because I'm curious as to know that. I said they can't be a privilege among everybody who showed up the same way, by the same method. We'll leave and live the life. And you think you have a privilege. Explain that to me. How did you get the upper hand? Other than you just thinking you've gotten the upper hand. And if you think that, well, there's a problem with you not realizing your potential. You're probably just insecure and weak. And you're making this fictitious claim so you'll seem bigger and better and stronger. If there's a privilege, I would love to know about it. Because I can't understand if you think that one tree in the forest is better than the other tree. That would be a good bit of education for me. Have we got anything on the email?
We have some emails. Folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington. And if you'd like to get on board and contact Barrington, ask a question, send a comment, a thought, very simple to do. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. Allison did that. She wrote in, and we're talking about just a breath today, as Barrington stated. And she writes in and says, "Yes, Barrington, and some folks have bad breath." Thank you, Allison. That's funny. Thank you. Nick wrote in. He said, "You've said this, Barrington, and I've heard it elsewhere as well, that the Earth is billions of years old. How do we actually know that?" And that's from Nick. Okay. Thank you, Nick. Donna wants to know, if we come back with a new body, is it the same sex or do we go to a different gender? That's from Donna. And lastly here, Frank says, "I like your advice to live our own life and don't think things are important that aren't. Keeping up with the Joneses is never a good idea." And that's from Frank, and back to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Frank, Donna, Nick, and Allison. Thank you guys for asking these questions and that, you know, making your comments. Frank, you're absolutely right. Keeping up with the Jones is a waste of time. And that's running their race. And I don't think they created you to be a part of that circle. Therefore, the Joneses have their own idea, and so do you. Keeping up with them would be a waste of time. What makes us want to hang out and keep up with the Joneses is because we see that life as great. We see that life as better, because nobody sets out, if we're in a certain level, to take two steps down to live a life. We all tend to want to take two steps up, you know, to seem a little bit bigger, taller, richer, more important. And we try to run a race that's not ours. We tend to think the grass over there is greener, so we acquire it, but it still doesn't belong to us. Frank, you have your own, as do I and Gary and everybody else who's a part of this program. It's important to find out what is your lane and stay in it. And it's important to find out how you could utilize the time that you're here and do it. Keeping up with the Joneses, somewhere along the line, people kind of tell us that we are not as productive or not as good, or, you know, we're not better, we're not accomplishing, and whatever they're trying to say. But they're not saying that we're not here for the same reason. We're all created equal, but we all have a different purpose. If yours was to shovel shit, that's what you're going to do. And then the others, who's going to build the tower and who's going to dig the trench and who's going to work on the medical field or the law, whatever the purpose was for you to come here to experience that as human being, please don't be the guitar player comparing yourself to the ditch digger, because it doesn't work and you can't do both. I've said before, you may have missed some of the shows where I've said you can't multitask. The important thing is to find out exactly what is your purpose, stay in your lane, live your own life. Great question, Frank. I appreciate that. A great statement. Live your own dream. Find out what it is, get to it, and make it work for you. And forget about the Joneses. Invite them over for coffee. I don't know. But don't try to live their life, because you're not doing what they're doing. Donna, when you do come back, you will come back. You come back as the same sex. That's your choice. If you wanted to come back, and assumingly, and I've heard this theory, I don't know how it works. You can come back several times. The body tend to have a memory. And when you come back and you live the same life over and over and over and over again, you would have been, for example, a female and you were doing female things, and naturally you're attracted to a male. Now, I've heard this story for many years that when you do this, supposedly the next time you come back, you come back as a male. Then the memory within the body is still going to be attracted to a male. And that's how they say we created the homosexuality and all these things. I'm not too sure about it. I'm not going to try and sell it. I have heard the theory, and you could create your own. If you're a female for many, many lives, and then the next life you come back and then you're a male, or the opposite, then chances are you're still going to be attracted to the same thing, because the body, the mind, the soul, the spirit does remember some things from the past. I've heard that theory. I don't know if I want to sell it to anybody. I just heard it. But yes, you get to choose what you come back as, Donna. You get to choose. And if you wanted to come back as a tennis player, female tennis player, you're probably going to find a family that's going to get you into that groove, into that channel, and take you there. If you wanted to come back and be the millionaire, if you wanted to come back and be the ditch digger, you would find a family. Our children chose us as parents. They made a conscious decision to say, I'm going to be Barrington's son. Don't know why, but that's what they did. And we will never know why, but they choose this. And then we get them through life for whatever their purpose was supposed to be here. I somehow would have been a good fit to help them get to it. I do understand that my post in life is to feed them, nurture them, get them to a certain point, line them up, be the bow, and them being the arrow, we pull, fire it off, let them go, and they land where they land, because that was their plan before they chose me as a parent, or you chose the parents that you now have. We pick. Coming back as the same sex, that's your call. I don't know if you're enjoying one. I've heard many jokes over the years about, yeah, I'm definitely coming back as this one. I'm definitely coming back as that one. However, it's a different decision when actually you have to make it and make it make sense to you. But to answer the question in the shortest form, you do choose how you come back and for whatever purpose. Okay. Nick, you're asking me, how do we know? How old? You wanted to know, sorry, I sometimes can't read my scribble. You wanted to know, how do we know how old the Earth is? I don't know if anybody know to the minute or to the measure, but by scientists, and you have to listen to what they're saying, because we do most of the times until we disagree. They're saying the Earth is very, very, very old. We have started 5 different times. The Earth has gone through many different changes, and this is all science. You could look it up. You could research it, and The Earth has started five different times. Life was on it, then it ended. Life was on it, then it ended. For whatever reason, did you get bumped out of the orbit? We froze to death, and it took hundreds of millions of years for it to come back, for all of life to restart, re-germinate, or fix itself for us to get here? All of it? Yeah, it did. All of that. And sometimes, like the last one that we're familiar with, they said the dinosaurs were here, and you know the planet got hit, and everything died, and 65 million years or 60 million years later, we showed up. Well, life always exists, and believe it or not, if you don't want to follow what Charles Darwin had said about how we evolve from a cell, we have the perfect mixture on this planet to create life, which is carbon and oxygen and water and all these things, and it creates a life form. And with millions of years, we evolved to some guy talking on the radio about how we got here. Life doesn't end. It continues. And for whatever reason, and now, of course, the next question is people going to say, is there another planet out there? I can't answer that either. I could tell you that we're on this one and it's doing well. It has started five times already. It ended. All of life ended. We went to the Ice Age. And when we're saying we're going into these periods, we're talking hundreds of millions of years for it to reset itself. Goes back into what I was saying earlier about our existence is a snap of a second. But yeah, we've started five different times and life continued. And it comes from the water, the ocean, the oxygen, the sun. Everything created this beautiful brew for us to be here. And we did evolve. You don't want to believe it because other people said, someone said, let there be light. And someone said, something said, and so on. And probably, but we do have the perfect blend to create life as we know it today. And if you follow what the sciences are saying, it will show you that it's through evolution as to why we're here. Just thought I'd say that. Allison, you were making a joke, I hope, and some people do have bad breath. How do you know that? However, maybe they enjoy it, it's what they are. But you know, our life is just the breath. And is it bad? Maybe you meant the attitude of the person, quite possibly, but I'm not sure. But do thank you anyway for that email. And do they have bad breath? I am not sure. I try not to get that close to anybody to find out. And it's probably not bad. It's just different than what I'm used to. Anyway, thank you very much for that. And everybody else. We're talking about the breath. And this is what Allison was saying earlier. And we're talking about our existence and time. And everybody's asking me these questions as to, you know, are you afraid to die? How long has the Earth has been here? Are we have a chance to come back as a female and as a male? And how did we get here? And so on and so forth. All these questions are able to be answered by you. I didn't get a special leg up in life to be able to put these things together. I am guru nobody. And I'll tell you this, the information that I have is relative to me always trying to meditate, go for a walk, clear your head, live a good life, be honest with everybody, dig a ditch only for myself and not try to put another person down. The wisdom that exists, the tool, the information is within you. You have this information. My purpose here, what I try to do, open the door to show you how to find it. Yes, I am just human being, nothing special. I get depressed like the next man. I get tired. I get frustrated. I don't usually get angry because I find that to be a waste of time. But I had down days. I have days where it's not what it's going to be, like the weather. And the rain falls on the just as well as the unjust. Therefore, whatever exists in this element is going to affect me. I do take the time, though, to reflect on what's bogging me down and figure out how not to be bogged down by that idea. Sometimes it's very minimal and I have to let it go instantaneously and carry it on. I say all this to say that we're all human beings, we're all people. And there are times, you know, when you want to be entertained by an awesome basketball player, you'll probably turn on the game, or a man who catches a fish, or an artist who does amazing artwork, or somebody who sings and just blows your mind away. All these qualities exist on Earth, and believe it or not, you have the same potential as every one of these people. Where your interest lies, yes, I don't have time to be doing the spiritual journey I study it, meditate, do all this, and throw a hoop in the nets. I don't have that time. So I pick the one that's most favorable to me. You have the same abilities. The desire that you have in life will bring you through life. If you stop for 1 minute trying to be something important to someone else, then all of a sudden, every second from there on in, you're being important to you, which is what matters. If you stop trying to follow somebody, I always see these people on TV or hear about them imitating another person. And I often wondered, what about you? What are you giving up? Because I know your best day of imitating somebody else, your worst day of being yourself, is 10 times better than your best day of being somebody else. Like, work on you. Work on you. Focus on yourself. That person that you're imitating probably don't even know you exist. Work on your identity. Work on who you are. Use your strength for you. Wake up. You have the ability within you to create all the greatness that you want through life. If you're laying it down to pick up something else for somebody else, you're playing them. You would have been a Siamese twin or whatever, joined to that person if you're supposed to be them. I doubt it. I really, really, really doubt. Wake up and live your dream. Wake up and be you. I said I wanted to talk about managing. If you learn how to manage yourself properly, you get your proper rest, you get your proper food, you get your proper education if it's necessary for what you want to do. You do all the things that is required to be an awesome you, to be the best you. You give that quality to you, then you could radiate and help others that surrounds you, not by what you have to say, but just by your physical existence. They will see this ray of light and just gravitate towards it. It's our human nature. Not to come and try to be you, I hope, but maybe ask you, how the heck did you get there? And by doing, you now know how to instruct others in doing it. Please don't waste your time following the Joneses. Do not waste your time doing that. You're not that person. You are you. Your time is just a breath. Spend it wisely. Your life is in your hands. Utilize it to the best of your abilities. Study spirituality. It will remove the distractions from you. And by the way, if you're feeling a little bit down, and you're feeling a little bit sad, and you're feeling a little bit depressed maybe, practice meditation. It has this ability to replenish all that needs to be done. You're really just reconnecting yourself to all that there is, the great wave. Not big nor white, just the great wave. Utilize that. Practice your meditation. Allow yourself to fall into that. Focus on you. When you make yourself awesome, when you make yourself 100%, imagine how effective you're going to be in helping others. Wake up. Just wake up and realize your knife is just as sharp as everybody else's. You just have to learn how to use it. Your skill set. Everything that you bring to the table, it's to your advantage. Do not waste your time following what the Joneses have to offer, because it's not you. Be your best manager. Be your best self. Imagine how awesome this world could be if everybody would just mind their own goddamn business and do their own thing and not try to convince others that their way is the best way. We wouldn't have wars. You're too busy thinking your method is better than me. I practice this, you practice that, yours is better than mine, therefore I'm going to shut you down. I'm going to fight against you because you're not following me. Is that what you call privilege? Is that what you're thinking is the benefiting of you trying to, who gave you the right to come and tell me how to spend my breath, my time, my second? What is it about you? What is it about you that makes you think your method is better than the next person's, other than an egocentric attitude or insecurity within yourself? Wake up. Have we got anything else there, sir?
We have a couple emails, folks. You still have about 20 minutes to write in. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. Bart writes in and says, I am loving this show. I'm going to call you from now on Barrington, PhD. Dr. Barrington, okay. Thank you. Ronnie says, I have to agree with you about the gay theory. If you come back and it's the same sex, opposite sex, whatever, I don't think that's what is homosexuality or what it's about. That's garbage. That's from Ronnie. Thank you, Ronnie, for your opinion. Paul said, okay, if the Earth has restarted 5 times, obviously it looks like we're going on the 6th time. What do you think? And that's from Paul. And back to you.
Yeah, Paul, that's very interesting, because the last time I was having a conversation with someone on it about that particular topic is like, are we lining ourselves up for 6? Well, none of these 5 that happened was because of man's doing. I'll just say that. And everybody's wishing that we're going to hell in a basket because of what man is doing to the planet. No, the planet's got this amazing ability to recoup from whatever it is that we dish out. You know, nature is in charge. Nature will roar its head up when it's necessary. When they've overstepped the boundaries and build something that they don't like, nature will knock it down, build a bridge that they're not supposed to, or dam the river that they're not supposed to. Nature will push it out of the way. The boss is awake and it doesn't fall asleep. The nature takes care of everything. And when man steps over a certain boundaries and try to do these things, nature says, no. I am the boss. I'm in charge. Let me handle this. Let me just say, though, the other time it was always something to do with the cosmos or something to do with frost or something to do with the planet bumped or moved or whatever. None of it was, to my understanding, it was like a nuclear bomb or we ate all the vegetation on the planet. You know, one of it, the last time, I think it was their sin, and it wasn't the entire planet. But it was we got hit when the dinosaurs were here and it completely knocked all the dinosaurs out. We got hit by something falling out of space. Now, it's been the Ice Age. It's been other events that occurred, maybe just, volcanoes, eruptions, whatever the case may be. I didn't really study a lot on that. I do know there were 5 times. And the 6th time, they're all suggesting that it's going to be something that we do, men, that's going to push us over the edge. I doubt that very much. We don't have that ability. Nature takes care of its own. And if somebody was to step up and try to do that, yeah, she would handle it. Nature being she. I don't know. Look at the pattern of life. And don't forget, once the planet does have its restart, it's not next Thursday it's going to come back in. You're not going to shut down Sunday for the week, go on vacation and come back and there's a brand new planet. It takes millions of years. All of the life that lives here probably will be done. If we were to move out a couple of degrees where we freeze, it would take a long time to come back here for everything. And everything is biodegradable. It's going to, everything that we've done, it's going to redo through fires and volcanoes or earthquakes or whatever happens to start us again. But are we going to get, I'm not concerned that we're going to, no, our time here is in and out. And I'm not going to be here when it needs to restart. You're not going to be either. We're talking millions of years from now, and it's probably going to prep itself before it does this. If we had to go out of orbit, for example, it's not going to happen Thursday night. It's going to take many years for it to eventually shut itself down, and all of life as we know it is going to be change. Is it going to be a meteorite? We don't know. But I assure you, it's the least thing that you need to worry about You don't need to worry about it. Anybody needs to worry about it. You're here. The planet is always going to be here. That's what you need to know. Live the best life you can while you're here. Enjoy it the best, to the best of your ability, and don't cast judgment on anyone else. Ronnie, I did hear that theory about the same sex, and I don't know if it was while I was going through school. They said if you've come back many times, you bring parts of your memories with you, and if it was attraction to, for example, you're a male, you're attracted to a female, and you did that for many, many, many lives, because you do spend quite a few of them. There's a good chance if we switch things up next time and I show up as a female, as a male. I forgot where I started that, but if I show up and I'm now supposed to be attracted to the opposite sex, there's a good chance that I won't be. I'm in the same track and I'm probably going to be thinking the same way of being attracted to who I've always been attracted to. Do I want to sell that? I'm not 100% sure. I've heard it a few times. It does make some sense, but I don't want to get into what creates it, what starts it, how it's a part of how we are, the existence. What I want to say is that we're all people. And we get up in the morning, put on our pants, if that's what we do, and we go out and try to live. The best thing we can do is learn how to live and be tolerant of each other, regardless of how we choose to spend the end of our days or how we choose to spend our life. And without judgment, because everybody is doing the same thing. They're on a journey from start to finish, you're on it too. And if you're 10 feet tall or 2 feet tall, or you're different race, different culture, different gender, different anything, you're still doing the same race because you're not identified as the body you carry. You are the soul, and that is uniquely the same. All of that is the same. So if I'm inside of a 10 foot tall body, if there's such a thing, or 2 feet, or however it may be, you have to know the driver of that vehicle is coming from the same place, and the destination ends up at the same place. And to the vehicle, you're not mad at the drivers on the road for carrying a transport truck or a Mini Coupe or a motorcycle. You're just getting on your journey to go home or go wherever you're going without judgment. And just because we choose different bodies to carry out through life doesn't mean that we're lesser. We're still the same, going in the same direction. Bart, you said, Dr. Well, thank you. I don't see myself that way. And I've said earlier before this email that you have to understand that this information that's out there, and I say this to everyone, everybody who listens to the show, we have people from around the world listening to the show. This information is out there somewhere. And if you are interested in it, you will take up a path. You will pick a path, get towards understanding more of it. So thank you for that, Bart. I think that's incredible. I appreciate all of it. That's not my intention. My intention for you, Bart, and everybody else is to wake up. Wake up. Just spend some time waking up and understanding, how can I utilize the best part of this life? What can I get out of it? How can I do it? My time here is so restricted. Your time is so restricted. We're nothing but just a breath, and we're in and we're out. As the doctors, when somebody is dying in the hospital, they take a good look at their mass, and the minute the breath leaves the body, the mass will change. So indicating something is leaving, and that's the real you, packing in. You've just taken that vehicle to the junkyard and you're on your way to another one. And everything bad about the vehicle remains with the vehicle, with your body. The rust, the dents, the bruises, the scratches. You don't bring any of that to the new dealership, do you? I don't think so. The same thing falls true with us. All that is negative among us, and I dare say this, and people say that's not a good thing. If a very evil man who's part of our existence was to live on this planet and does bad things, and there's another good man that did good things in relative to how we see good or bad, after death, they're hanging out. They're high-fiving each other and singing Kumbaya. That's what they do. Because negativity, or everything that's negative about them, is only relevance to being here in the body. And nobody wants to hear me say that the most evil villain that existed on this earth left all of that in his body. And also the very good doer has also left that in his body. And when they emerge back into the great wave, the spiritual existence, the great part of life, they go back to the same place. Because they've come from the same place. You went to the ocean, you scooped up 2 cups of water, and one of them you filled it with dirt and mud and bad things and vodka, and the other one you put medicine in it, and, you know, when it's all said and done and it goes through its filtration process, it ends up back in the ocean. Very simple, clear, clean. It is what it is. Wake up. Spend your time, learn how to be your best manager, and then you can manage other people or teach them, or even just in their existence, they look at you and they see great qualities in which they want to embark upon. That's all that there is. Do good. Do good. Spend your time, your short time that you're here, being the best person you could be. If you're doing it, and you know it's wrong, stop doing it. If it doesn't belong to you, don't take it. And if it's not true, don't say it. It is simple. It's hard to do, but it's simple. And you'll work yourself up to this great place of existence. Be a good person. And remember, when you extend your arm out to help the fellow man, he will extend his back to you. Unification has begun. Tolerance is getting better. If you're judging others, you're doing something wrong. Do not judge the other man. Do not judge the other man. I've heard the wise people of this planet says, if you've got 2 pairs of pants and you see a man out there that doesn't have one, offer him one if he wants it. I often complain that I didn't have shoes until one day on the street, I happened to meet a man that didn't have feet. Now that's a bummer. So no matter how bad you think your situation is, there's somebody out there who's doing something different. Wake up, help those who needs your help when they ask you for it. Don't be trying to bring them into your realm of existence. Your method is not their method. How they see life is probably a lot different than how you see life. If you truly want to cast judgment, and you're not supposed to, but make sure you walk around in their shoes and understand them fully first, and you understand their purpose. We've got a couple of minutes left to go. We got about 9 more minutes to go. Do we have any more emails, sir?
Just one. Actually, this is good. Timmy wrote in. Well, this is good because Timmy wrote in. He said, hey, Christmas is coming. I'm looking for gifts to give people. I like your show. Where can I get your book? So that's a great thing. It's a promo.
Okay. That's a very good thing. Thank you, Timmy. And I haven't had a chance to talk about this because I get so caught up in the show, I forget why I'm here. But yeah, you can find it. Awakened Ascension Guide is the book. Yes, if you do want to pass this on for Christmas out to other people, it aligns you to your true purpose. I appreciate you saying that. You could pick it up at Amazon.com. And if you go Barrington Awakened Ascension Guide, you'll see my mug pop up there and this book that's available to you. You could check it out and it's affordable and you could hand it out to your people or bring them to the show. I will tell them everything that's in this book, Wake Up, and how to live your best self. So thank you very much for this. Today, we're talking for that. And also, I may mention that I appreciate everybody taking the time to ask me questions outside of the show. Do remember that this show's aired again for a second time on Thursdays, 10 o'clock, same station. I hope you can appreciate that. And if it works best for you, I'm finding people are commented now that the Sunday afternoon program is not working for them, so they try the Thursday night, whatever floats your boat. Listen, it's there for you. Tons of information is also available. HEAMI, Barrington Awaken, every.com. Everything that we talk about, every show that we've done is listed there. Today's show is called Just a Breath. And if you wanted to pick up on this stuff, spirituality is a way of life. It is a way of life. Can you get into this, follow it, and not worry about all the pressures of life? You will live hardy. You will live well. stay on path, stay on focus. And just because, by the way, just because you're in it, just because you're living that life, it doesn't mean that you're not going to have all the elements that comes at life from you. You are going to get sick. You are going to get depressed. You are going to get broken down. You may lose a job, but sometimes things happen for a great reason. And just because it may seem as a bad thing, wait it out, get the lesson from it. Figure it out. You know, if you get fired from a job, you'll all cry, but then only to realize that a better opportunity has presented itself to you, and being locked up in the other job that you weren't a part of, or you didn't enjoy, was restricting you. Same thing with your relationships, with your marriage, your neighborhood, everything, your car, anything that you do. When it tries to separate itself from you, some of us are very angry at it, but give it some time, get the lessons, pay attention to what's going on, and you'll realize that all these negative, what perceives itself as negativity, may not be negative. When a door closes, many more will open. Some days we got to take two steps back to advance to something greater. So get the lesson, learn the lesson. Just because it's happening to you doesn't necessarily mean it's a bad thing. We've all been in situations where we said, oh, this is so bad. You lose your job, you get a ticket. You know, the police stops you at the side of the road and give you a ticket, only to drive down the journeyway and see that there was a car accident right in the time frame that you were traveling in that distance or whatever. All of a sudden, it's not a bad idea that you've gotten that ticket. Pay attention. Wake up. Come to your own realization. Be your best self. For the short time that we live here, you want to make the most of it. You don't want to exist. You want to live. Make sure you perfect yourself. If you want to be the manager of you first. Then you could utilize, you could learn how to manage the kids, the neighbor, your industry, 40,000 people, if that's who you have to manage, or four, or just one, maybe just you, however it works out. Spend time with what is the most important part of you. Your time here is just a snap of a second for the length of time that we've been here. Let's not worry about when we're coming back. Let's not worry about what we did in the last life. Let's focus on what is most important now. Wake up is what I say. Wake up. Live the life that you should. You should live. Don't spend any of your time chasing somebody else. Understand who you are. And it's been said too many times already, you must know thyself. You have to know who you are before you make the big decisions. And while we're talking about making a decision, let me say, please do not invite your ego to come in on the big decision making. Don't do that. You'll regret it. Do not allow the ego to be a part of your decision making, because they will, I can't say that word, but it starts with an F, and they'll mess it up for you. Do not invite the ego to come in on your decision-making. Put them off. Tell them to wait at home. I always say to people, you tell the big head upstairs, the little head, to shut up and let the big head do all the talking, because it gets you in trouble if you do it the other way around. If hope you understand what I'm talking about with that, allow yourself to get the best out of life. Do not allow the ego to be a part of the decision-making. It won't serve you well. Because the ego is going after what the Joneses owned, or want the big this or the big that or the pretty that. Be you. Be strong. Be very, very productive for yourself. Learn how to respect yourself. And in doing so, you can respect everybody else. I urge you, I give you this challenge. I ask you to please allow yourself to become the best you that is possible. Forget about everybody else. Just work on you. And I don't mean that in a selfish manner. I don't mean that in an egoic way. But build yourself from within. Your quality, your stardom will shine. We've taken a lot of lessons from that thing we call the tell-a-lie vision. And all it does is really tell us how to hate other people and how to feel bad about ourselves. Wake up. Wake up. Understand there's a lot more to you than you know. Our time here is restricted. Our time here is short. It is only the seconds it takes you to breathe in and out. Maybe not even both, just one. You've come and you've gone. Use that time wisely. Don't try to make sense of another person's life. Make sense of yours. Manage you. We're going to go. Thank you. We've got 1 minute left, and I want to take that 1 minute to appreciate, to let you know I appreciate everybody coming to the show. Until we meet again, this is our time out. I'm going to say goodbye. Have a good week. Enjoy the time, and we will meet again. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.